your black sheep story at 237 hits. You can text 35270. You got a black sheep story?
Yeah, I am the black sheep.
How come?
I would say, I was adopted into an older couple. They were in their 30s. So I am 18 now. Everyone in my family is at least 50-something. They're all strict Catholic, all farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm as far less liberal as you can be. I'm atheist, and I'm in theater. So I just kind of sit there awkwardly in the corner.
And they just can't really understand some of those lifestyle choices that you've made along the way, huh?
Yeah, they just be talking about all the political issues, and I'm just kind of like, don't say anything.
Just sitting here, doing my thing. Keep that on the inside. You don't want to fight today. You don't want to ruin Thanksgiving. Were you doing like Lamaze breathing techniques just to keep in your rage?
Yep.
Your black sheep of the family story. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's somebody else. An aunt, an uncle, your sibling. 237 hits, or you can text 35270.
Wakey. Zero Rat and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Oh, it's even more stupid than you could possibly imagine.
Y94.
You know, funny thing, my Thanksgiving, we all got together, we just ate some food and then left.
Yeah.
But some people have much more interesting lives than we do. Who is the black sheep of your family?
I am actually born from a black sheep, and I'm the black sheep.
Okay.
It's insane. My mother and I are both the black sheep because she, like, lives in bum-you-know-what Egypt from my family, and I moved away from them up here to Fargo Moorhead because we're from a different culture, and I refuse to get married.
Oh, is it kind of like an arranged marriage sort of situation that you're avoiding?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what kind of guy to try to saddle you up with?
Someone who is 12 years my senior.
Huh. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
See. Yeah. I can totally understand why you might run away from that, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm cute. I don't deserve that.
I'm good looking. I can do better on my own.
Exactly.
So that kind of made you the black sheep of the family then, just sort of like not agreeing with the culture necessarily.
Oh, it made me like, they cut me off from money and everything. They told me, you're done. Like, stick a fork in you.
Perfect. Listen, we appreciate it. I gotta let you go. Your phone's a little hissy. Thank you so much. Your black sheep story, 237 hits. You can text 35270. I love that phone call because I think what she just said is, yeah, arranged marriage is great if you ugly. If you couldn't get anybody, it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what she just said. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to paraphrase what I think I just learned. That's perfect. If you couldn't get anyone else, then it's awesome. Your black sheep stories at 237 hits.
Wake up!
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
Wait till you.
Y94. When the
dad. 8:14 in the morning, 27 and white outside in Fargo Moorhead. Y94 is the number one hit music station. Been chatting about black sheeps of the family. You got one?
It would be me.
How come?
I am the black sheep.
Why are you the black sheep?
I am the black sheep. Yep.
Now, do you know why? Or?
I mean, I don't know why, because I'm the good kid of the family.
Yeah.
Sister, 17 and pregnant. Brother has drug problems, but I'm the black sheep.
Well, how the heck did that happen?
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, everyone hides. It took me 5 months to find out my sister was pregnant. And that was because I told her that I go, hey, you're getting a little bigger. And she's like, oh, I'm pregnant. And I'm like, what? No one told me. She's like, we just didn't want you to know right away because we didn't want you to tell everyone.
Did you kind of find that there's so many people rallying around the family members that you have that had some sort of issue that needed dealing with that the person that like is the good kid, for lack of a better term, became the forgotten child?
Yep, pretty much. I was like, you know, I never do anything exciting in the family. So, like, everybody else gets in trouble. Everybody else does, like, the big stuff. And I'm just like, hey, you know, just living life.
Yeah, that sucks to be normal sometimes. Sucks to be normal. And a family of abnormal people, the normal one becomes the odd one out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any last black sheep stories in the text club you want to grab, Brad?
A few different ones. This guy that comes over, he's like 200 pounds and always tries to outdo our meal. It sucks because he's a good cook, And I'm always like, if you're going to come, at least just eat the food I make. Don't bring your own. Somebody else says, my aunt, my dad's youngest sister, has been to jail several times for prostitution, had four kids by the time she was 20, and all four kids have been in and out of jail. And every time she's been to a family gathering, she has had to be physically removed from the property. Somebody else says, I am the black sheep. I'll get invited to important family things, but then by the time I show up, it's either over or they left. Or if I show up before they leave, they tell me there is no more room.
Well, that's just sad. Oh. Really awkward. Okay. Well, on that note, another shot at getting qualified for some coal becoming diamonds. $500 to Schmidt's Gems and Fine Jewelry will happen again this hour when you hear Lab Rat going down to his secret laboratory, kind of like Dexter's lab, and trying to turn coal into diamonds. That's your cue to call to be caller 9 at 237. It's will get you qualified.
Wait, Dexter's lab. I thought you were talking about Dexter the Showtime Show. I'm like, I'm not killing people.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Yes.
The cartoon. So that cue to call will happen sometime this hour. Also, Thanksgiving notorious for bombs being dropped. Somebody unveiling this huge information and announcement at the family gathering, a pregnancy, divorce, something like that, maybe coming out of the closet. What was the bomb that was dropped at your family Thanksgiving? That is next.
Yeah! The Y94 Morning Playhouse. Keep it going, keep it going.
Y94.